All right, kids. It's the Chocolate Express, and this is my podcast. And we're going to shift gears here. I don't even know why I said that. The only thing that I have to do with shifting gears right now is the fact that I'm in a car like always. And I drive an automatic, so I'm not even doing that. So here I am lying to you. And I still don't know how to start these damn things. And all right, buddy. Way to get there 7 seconds faster than all of us, asshole. There's a lot of road rage, so I'm in the car. Don't mind any bumps, bruises, honks, yodelay hee-hoos, and or screeches, skirts. Because this is where I mostly do my podcast. So anyway, what I wanted to talk about today was like a pseudo-rant from like an old situation, kind of a story. I kind of ranted about it on Snapchat, about this girl. And our house is taken advantage of just as a whole. So in this situation, we have one of my main roommates, Brando, my other roommate, Green, and my other roommate, Max. At the time, he wasn't a roommate. And then I can't omit my boy, Juice, who's a friend, who hangs out there a lot. We hang out with each other a lot. So with these people in mind, we're going to stick there. We're going to keep these names in there. And drunk girl. We're going to keep that way. So I live with Max, Green, and Brando right now. Back then, it was just me, Green, and Brando. And we have a house. We have a warm house. Nice. We take in anybody who wants to come in and stay the night from drunken, getting rowdy, boogieing all fucking night. So we're not trying to, like, make anybody go home drunk after they just got rowdy with us who are used to getting fucking crazy. So, you know, why not stay the night at our place? Or if you need a place to stay just in general, we're not going to stop you. You know, we want you to be in a place that, you know where you are. You can be welcome. You can charge your phone and all that good shit. So this happens a lot, whether it be friends who just don't feel like going home, friends who need to borrow Wi-Fi for a project, friends, people we don't even know, even randoms, people who we just invite in the house. We have an open door most of the time, unless somebody's not home. So we keep most of the doors locked. So with that being said, people kind of just come in randomly. That's the environment we created. We love it. We love our friends. We love all that good shit. So we're all like-minded in terms of this situation. So there's no problem with, you know, the house on that. All right. One night took a turn for the worse because of said drunk girl. All right. Everybody in the house got burned that night. Except said girl. At this point, Max isn't a roommate. He's just at the house all the time chilling with us. So Brando is the one that ends up finding said drunk girl. Brandon, after a night of work, I might have to throw this in there for backstory. All of us are bartenders. I was not at the time. Brando, Max, and Juice, and Green are. They're all bartenders, so they all work the same place as bartenders, serving drinks, getting people drunk. After their shift, they want to go get a drink themselves. So we go to our local watering hole, aka Grottos, and we get fucked up. So Brandon just went for one or two drinks after work. And on his way home, he's just walking home. Drunk girl's just following him home. Just this one girl. And she's sloppy drunk. Hand on his shoulders, stepping all over the place. He's like, all right, look. He calls me. He's like, do you have your car? I was like, man, I was already drinking. I can't drive. Juice is there. Juice is like, I'll go pick him up. So one, Juice is coming over to drink. So he's already inconvenienced. There's one. Dunzo. There's two, actually, because Brandon is inconvenienced because what the fuck? Like, I'm not trying to, like, house this girl, but he won't feel right if he didn't. So with that being said, now this girl is back at our place. Fucked up. Like, plastered out of her mind. Falling. She can't even stand up straight. So this is not even the worst part. Let's also fill in that at the time, Green had a girlfriend. So this girl's here, she's falling all over the place. Max is clutching his belongings, like, what the fuck is going on? Who the fuck is this? I don't feel safe. Had Juice and Max not been there, it's just three black guys and a drunk white girl waiting to go to jail. Because she could just say whatever and we're done. Not that that happens, not that we're expecting it, but that's neither here nor there. On to the story. She's in, she's falling in our closet, breaks our shoe shelf. Like, come on, girl. You're all over the place. She goes outside, falls on the steps. We have to carry her back in. The fuck? Now she's got scrapes. not a good look. So she comes back in. She's sitting on a stool where we can all see her and watch from a distance because we're treating her like she's a radioactive rabbit. And we're not trying to fuck with that shit. Nobody wants to be around the drunk white girl that could get you in trouble at the flick of a button. No. So we're far off of the main strip. Like I said, this is a college town. So there's people living around there. The police are driving around looking for drunk college students to bust. So we're not going to let her go. We're not going to get her in trouble for this shit. We're just going to house her, see what happens in the morning, take her home. So during this time, she's plastered, talking, can't even talk straight. She still has her phone. She's still in dress shoes and dress boots or whatever. And like, she just went out. It's a Tuesday, I'm pretty sure. And what the fuck? We party on Tuesdays, by the way. So we're watching as she's just all over the place. So she does the come hither motion with her fingers to Green. Green is just like, all right, maybe I can get some out of her. He walks over. And at this time, I'm walking past him to go into the kitchen. Into our kitchen. It's kind of weird. We're in our living room. I walk past him to go through the dining room into the kitchen. So she's come here. She's on the wall at this point now. She moved from the stool to the wall. And, you know, Green walks up like, okay, like, what's up? Puts his ear to her like she's going to whisper. And she just starts sucking on his neck, kissing my man's neck. And he's just, what the fuck? Yeah, that's one of his noises too, by the way. And Juice is just scolding the fuck out of him like, bad Green, no! What are you doing? She's hammered. He's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I didn't even do anything. I'm in the kitchen laughing my fucking ass off because it was out of nowhere. I watched the whole thing happen. It wasn't his fault. And Juice is like, no, bad Green. Why you do this? He's like, I didn't even do nothing. One of his famous phrases. Because he really didn't even do nothing. And he was just chilling. And she started sucking on his neck. Weird drunk thing to do. Happens to him all the time. He's a pretty popular kid. So that's funny. Max is still on the couch, like, scanning the room insanely. Like, what the fuck is wrong with this girl? No. So David's inconvenienced because now he's got to find a way to tell his girl that. Oh, my bad. David Green. Green is inconvenienced because now he's got to tell his girl that. Now, we're moving on to, like, you know, Brando's upstairs because he's not with the shits. He's already followed her home. I mean, he's already getting followed by this girl home. And he's like, nah, I'm going to sleep. I'm done with the shits. He's upstairs. I'm downstairs watching the whole time because it's funny to me. It's hilarious. Because I like to watch Max's facial expressions and Juice just try to drink. And David's just running around in circles. Green is just running around in circles. Sorry. So with that being said, this is the place we're at now. After everything settles, we lay her down on the couch. Put her phone on the charger. Because we had an extra charger. We offer her the couch. Max goes home with Juice. Juice drops him off somewhere. And we're chilling. We wake up in the morning, right? I'm the first one to wake up. So by the time, you know, everything's popping off, I wear dress shoes and we have a wooden floor. So my loud clicky shoes are waking her up. I got waffles. I made sausage. I'm just like, yo, you want some? She's like, nah, I'm good. She finds her way to the bathroom. Lord knows how she fucking remembers where the bathroom was. Not to mention that we just got this bathroom fixed. She would have walked in there and would have had a time if she would have went in there a week before. She looked like a dying, like, rat's nest or some shit. We just got it cleaned out. She knows where it is. She finds her phone. She's like, where am I? I'm like, look, you're on the east side of the town right now. We charged your phone, so you should be good. I'm headed to work, so I don't know where you live, but if you need a ride, I can leave a little early. She's like, that'd be cool, thanks. And cool. All right, I'm the first one up. This is where I get fucking burned. This bitch gets in my car. Rolls down the window. It's cold as shit outside, by the way. I'm like, all right, first off, you ask someone to roll down the window. You just don't kind of do that shit. And she sparks up a cigarette. I fucking hate cigarettes. And I'm just like, you know what? Can't be that much longer. Can't be that much longer. She's literally on my way to work. Thank God. She sparks up a cigarette in my car. That smell lasted for 2 whole days. I really should have fought that bitch. Honestly. Offered you food. You stay in my crib. You light up a cig in my car for a thank you? Awesome. Fucking love you. We should get married someday. Trust you to be a business partner. Fuck off. Anyway, that's not even the end of the story. I go to work, la, la, la. Go to work, come home. Couches are flipped upside down. Couch cushions are outside. What the fuck? I'm walking around. None of my roommates are home. There's fans on the couches. Why are there fans on the couches and they're standing up? Where? What is happening? This bitch peed through both of the couches. Peed through both of the couches. That they had to put the shit outside, clean the cushions, and stand up both frames of the couches. And put the fan on them after they cleaned them. What? Alright, so not only did we pick you up, give you a place to stay, you suck on my friend's neck, we charge your phone, we take your shoes off, we leave you alone, because that's the human thing to do, because what else would we do? You wake up, we offer you food, drive you back to your place, not to mention you light a cig in the place's car, and then we pee on the fucking couches, like, oh my fucking god, why, how? All of that at once. She was drunk. All right, I get it. Fucking get it. But come on, dude. Like, we were risking 25 to life just so you could pee on our couch and light a cig in my car? Really, bitch? And I see her later. I don't even talk to her. Because or else I would have gotten a friend to throw their hands. Not really. But like, come on now. Who is this? And that makes us think twice about letting people stay at our house. And we still do. Drunk bastards. I wake up to a new body on the couch twice a week. And it's just getting there. It's just, it is what it is. And that's my story about the bitch that peed. Now, why don't you realize she peed? She had pissy pants and she sat in my car. Like, what the fuck? Dude, like, really? I don't even think I cleaned that then. A little too late now, but like, damn. Baby, what is wrong with you? Fuck, I'm done. I'm getting mad all over again. All right, kids.